XRP, the final shakeout. I know that this has been said so many times. I'm not trying to FUD, I'm not trying to FOMO, hype, or clickbait. I'm just trying to get out a message here that this is the final card that they have to play to stall things up, to suppress things, to crash things one last time before we move to the other side with full crypto legislation for market structure, stablecoins, SEC versus Ripple case ends, XRP spot ETFs go live, and then if we pass the big beautiful bill, well, they're making that money printer go burr, and it is only going to mean one thing for our asset prices. Main Street economy, inflation, I have big concerns, along with the ongoing current events. I know some people don't want to call this World War III. Call it whatever the heck you want. This is it. This is the final one. Like I said, no hype, no FOMO, no clickbait. You're wondering, what's the next one that brings us down? It looks like it's going to be Iran shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. So Israel attacks Iran, Iran's responding, and now the next escalation here looks like it's going to be them cutting off the Strait of Hormuz, which we have a significant amount of daily oil in the oil markets moving through that passage. If this does happen, the markets are 100% going to panic, and we will be getting another pullback. I'm not trying to time the bottom on the day or the price. I've already set my orders. This is all you can do, is you set orders on assets that you want to buy for fundamental reasons. And by the way, this is the whole point of the video, is that the fundamentals are only getting better for the digital asset space. Despite the world being on fire and all of this stuff happening, all the distractions, the war taking place overseas, the protests that are going to be taking place back home, all of it to distract you. Kanye West showing up at the Diddy trial today. I mean, guys, the list goes on and on and on. All it does is distract the masses from a generational wealth opportunity to invest in digital assets before we go to the other side. Now, like I said, the other side of this is no more SEC versus Ripple lawsuit. The other side of this is no more excuse not to be able to get exposure to XRP. With those spot ETFs going live, it's game on, and the inflows start pouring in. We've already had 8 public companies announce corporate XRP reserve treasuries. So basically, they're going to be putting XRP on their balance sheet, treating it as a reserve currency, and this is to the tune of almost $1 billion so far just from 8 public companies. A lot more on the way.